25 minutes to eight. Now, there's been a very big national discussion about obesity in children. But what's the modern diet doing to their teeth? Research by this programme suggests that thousands of young children are having large numbers of their milk teeth removed early in hospital because they're so rotten. Some children apparently have to have all 20 taken out. The youngest patients reported are under two. Here's a report from Sancha Berg.
Can you open very, very wide for me so I can see your teeth?
Four-year-old Ikra sobs as she faces the dentist. A slight, quiet child with huge dark eyes, she's immaculately dressed in embroidered red salwar kameez and sparkly pink sandals. She keeps one finger firmly lodged between her gums, pressing on her back teeth. When she finally opens her mouth, it's clear what's wrong.
Oh, good girl. Thank you very, very much. Now, can Daddy see? There are two teeth down on this side at the bottom left.
Yeah.
Two teeth on the bottom right. Can you tip your head right back for us, darling?
Where one of her back molars should be, there's just a brown hole. The crown of that tooth has rotted away completely. In all, Ikra is going to have 10 teeth removed under general anaesthetic in Burnley General Hospital. Half her milk teeth. Her father says he tries to stop her eating sweets without success.
I do, but it's just kids, aren't they, you know? Still, when you go to the supermarket, they want their chocolates or whatever. And they start crying and then everyone starts watching, what's up with the little kids? Oh, they want their sweets. And then you say, all right, go on, get them.
Ikra's sister, now five, had 8 teeth out last year, so her father has some experience of this.
It's when they wake up after, innit? Because my eldest, she saw the blood and she got really scared, but she was all right after the bit.
Ikra is not unusual. Around 20 young children every week have multiple extractions in Burnley General Hospital, many having 8 or more out. Hilary Whitehead is the clinical director of the Community Dental Service in East Lancashire. She showed me some of the teeth she'd recently removed.
One young lady who's 5, we took out 14 teeth for. Her front teeth, as you can see, are just totally down to what would be the gum. They're just little black stumps, really, at the top. And her back teeth are in a similar way. You can see, just looking at them, they've already got quite large holes in, but you can see from the colour of the teeth that the decay is very widespread and very deep. And these are the teeth that she'd been having abscesses from. She'd had antibiotics at least 3 times over the last few months and was really in quite a mess with these teeth.
So how many teeth was she left with after that?
6 teeth. 6 lower teeth.
For how long?
She'll actually start losing her bottom teeth, her front ones, probably in another year or so. And then, probably within 2 years, she'll start getting her top teeth coming through.
Isn't it hard to manage with so few teeth?
I imagine it will be. So we will be seeing her again in a few months' time.
Over the last 30 years, children's teeth overall have improved. But the regular national surveys of the teeth of 5-year-olds show the average number of decayed, missing or filled teeth across a particular area. They don't show how many children are having large numbers of teeth removed at a young age. We asked this question of every dental school in the UK. Almost all responded. In fluoridated areas, dentists said such cases were rare, as did most London dental schools. But in many parts of Northern England, Wales and Scotland, they're commonplace. In Sheffield, every week, on average, the Children's Hospital has to remove all the teeth from one young child because they're so badly decayed. For this programme, Glasgow Dental Hospital audited 8 sessions of general anaesthetics on children, the equivalent of 4 days' work. One 4-year-old had all their teeth out. The youngest patient was just 1 year old. David McCall is a consultant in dental public health in Glasgow.
Yes, they hadn't yet reached their second birthday, and they had 4 teeth removed. These teeth had been present in the child's mouth likely for around about 12 months, and they had already decayed to the extent that they were requiring to be extracted.
This audit suggests many young children are affected every year in Glasgow alone.
We're talking somewhere in the region of 1,700 to 2,000 children each year that are coming in at or below the age of 5 years to have multiple dental extractions. So it is a large number of children that are needing to have a general anaesthetic to require teeth to be removed for what is a preventable disease.
Surveys show Scottish children have more tooth decay than English or Welsh, but community dentists believe there are thousands of young children across the country having large numbers of milk teeth removed under general anaesthetic. Some might argue these teeth fall out anyway, but the dentists who are presented with young patients in severe pain with rotten teeth and infected mouths don't see it that way. Hilary Whitehead of East Lancashire Community Dental Service.
One particular day, there were two children, both of whom were just slightly over the age of two, but they were very tiny children. I think they'd been mainly drinking from a bottle. They hadn't really had a lot of weaning going on, and they were tiny, and they were just like babies, and that was really awful. I think one of them had about eight teeth out, and the other one had about six. They'd come to the clinics because they were in pain. They had abscesses on their teeth, and, you know, they were suffering. I really feel it's child abuse.